Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Okay, you're listening to the Jabbercast.
Hi, I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
That was an interesting intro. What was that? Hey, you're listening to the Jabbercast.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there today? Listen, maybe you could mute your volume for now. Just hit the mute button.
Yeah.
Not our listeners.
Don't hit
although
the mute
some
button.
Of you may have done that already. Hey.
Actually, okay.
We're trying slightly new technique here in the studio, so we're trying to work out bugs as we go.
All kinds of techniques happening this morning. Big JD's got
no tea in front of him.
He's got his soldering technique happening.
Doing a little soldering this morning, fixing some cables.
So you got what, some recording to do?
That's better. Huh?
That's Flower Garden Green.
Whatever it is, it tastes good. No, Flower Garden Green. Where were you? You just asked me?
You have a short memory.
No, I didn't hear you because I was like slurping.
You have some recording to do this afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, working on the Split Beaver project. I'm trying to finish the guitar so I can get the vocalist in to do his work.
Oh, I see. So you
that's how it works.
Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a vocalist.
He's a singer. He's a belter.
That's what he is, yes. Split Beaver. Find that in the local HMV store near
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good luck. Contact lipo.ca for that.
So what about this past week that just went by?
What about it?
Anything interesting happened?
Pretty much a week like any other week.
Is it? You talked to your Whirlpool guy?
Fighting about the fridge, sure.
I can't believe that's still not done yet.
And they have the audacity to tell me that it might be recorded.
Are they recording with audacity, though?
If it is, it's PC.
A PC version? No, it's probably Linux version of Audacity. Yeah.
Is there one?
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow.
They got them all. Ubuntu. What happened this week? I wanted to ask you something while I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Last week we recorded the Easy Mac podcast.
Yes.
With our good friends Mike and Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff and Mike, sorry.
So for the Jeff and Mike show listeners, what?
And while I was there, you were taking some pills that stop you from smelling
farting?
Smoke.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Smoke.
What is that? Tell me. You didn't actually get into that.
I smell smoke all the time. Cigarette smoke.
Oh, it's a specific kind of
specific,
smoke.
Specific. Yep. Cigarette smoke. So that's what I smell.
You don't think it's like, something burning? It's not a something
burning.
No.
It's just something that I smell and it's not, nobody else can smell it.
Is this a common?
To some degree, it is. Yeah.
And they treat it with a pill, obviously.
Well, apparently nobody seems to know what to treat it with. They say it's something with your sense of smell and your neurotransmitters or something. Something within between the breathing through the nose and the head thing. Something is awry. I don't know exactly what that is, and nobody seems to know, and there's a lot of it. You can find a lot of stuff on the forums about it, and nobody really seems to know how to get rid of it. Some people say it's like burnt toast. Some people say it's cigarettes, and that's about the extent of that. You know, some people will lose their smell or whatever, but I don't think I have, you know, maybe what some people have, but the smell, cigarette smoke, pretty much all the time, and I did for probably a good year. I had no way of getting rid of it. And it was actually my chiropractor had the same problem.
Wild.
And he had it for months and doesn't know why it came and didn't know. Apparently, he found out how to get rid of it. I'm not exactly. He doesn't know why he ever got it. I don't know exactly. And I need to ask him again. And I probably did. And I don't remember how he ever came across these particular, you know, because I've looked up these tablets and it's a homeopathic thing. Mm-hmm. And the name escapes me. It's a goofy name. You take them under the tongue, three of them, whenever you smell that or, and I started taking them and around that time it started to get a little bit scattered anyway. I kind of noticed, like, just before I was taking them, like, I'd go a few days without smelling or something like that. So I started taking these things, and it got really scattered. And in the last probably 2-3 weeks, it only happened one time.
And how long has this been going on again?
Over a year. Oh, around the time my surgery had happened, actually.
Oh, it was the anesthetic.
I don't know.
Could've triggered it.
Maybe. I'm not sure what it is, but it's kind of weird, actually. But it's annoying, too.
Oh, yeah. Because
I can't stand cigarette smoke.
I hear you there.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah. But it's been okay now for the last couple, 3 weeks.
Knocked on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, I just had to.
That's tasty.
No. And he's drinking a Heineken beer, if everybody's wanting to know.
Heineken.
Did you ever drink beer? Ever?
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of beer did you drink?
Anything I get my hands on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. I usually was blue or Canadian or something. I didn't drink really any other.
Okay. And that was for what, that 2 week period when you were 16?
No, it was for a little bit. It was all through high school, actually.
Oh, okay.
I did a lot of things at that time that I stopped when I was finished high school, pretty much.
Including having sex with boys.
Yeah. Well, we all know that didn't stop.
Just kidding.
Stop it. I'm not a pastor.
You're not
whatever those guys are.
Reverend Father.
There you go. Reverend Father Pastor.
Reverend Father Pastor Luigi.
Luigi board. There's a show.
The Luigi board.
The Luigi board. Hey, what's the matter with you? So, yeah, there you have that. What's anything new with you?
Not much.
Same old, same old?
Same old, same old. I was supposed to go to Glenn Hughes tonight.
Oh, it's the 3rd? I thought it was on the March 3rd.
Well, it's on March 4th now.
Oh, okay.
It was tonight, though.
Oh, really?
February 24th.
I'm glad I forgot all about it.
No. He's got the flu.
Oh, he's got the flu.
So they're postponing it.
Oh, okay.
Bummer. And now it's on a Tuesday, March 4th.
I thought you had told me it was on the 3rd. No. Or am I thinking of something else?
Grady's on the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
That's a Sunday. So it's Grady on the 2nd.
Isn't the mind funny?
Your mind's funny, that's for sure.
Well, you throw a K in there. It's more funky than funny.
He's so funky.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Ooh, today in the news with Big JD and Lippo.
He's fixing the levels. I like that.
Yeah. Upside down like.
Yeah. Interesting.
Isn't that smooth?
Well, in and around here, the big story, of course, is... tell me, what do you think the big story is around Windsor? Are you aware of
the automakers?
No. Mickey Reno, the captain of the Windsor Spitfires.
Oh, he died, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they know why now? Because last I heard, they were going to perform an autopsy, which I would imagine they've done now.
A preliminary autopsy.
Like yeah,
a prelim. One-engine. Yeah. So, but I think the word around the arena, water coolers, is he had either a heart condition or he had an aneurysm.
Was he taking any medication or anything? Did that have, do you know any?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, even though these guys are healthy and whatever, they still can be taking something, like you say, and it can have an adverse effect. In this case, he collapsed at his house. And
he was just a young kid.
19 years old. He was drafted by the Calgary Flames. And he had a very promising career ahead of him. That's what's been going on around here. Kind of a big story. You know, I guess this guy was very charismatic and a really natural born leader. But his dad was Mark Reno, who was a guy who was in the NHL. So here you have a guy who has his dad was, you know, as far as you can get in hockey. And he was a very gifted athlete, 6'3", 220 pounds, good looking, you know, really well fit. And he made the best of what he had, that's for sure. And unfortunately, he got his life cut short.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's extremely short. Too short, for sure. My problem is the internet. I can't get any place.
Why?
It's so slow. It's not even funny.
Really?
I'm trying to even, you know, go to a news site to see what's happening in the world, and I can't get there.
I don't know what to up with that. I'm able to. Just
it takes me forever. Then again, I've got a lot going on over here.
Well, you should get rid of that 386.
386?
Yeah. laptop, the Toshiba.
What's with Ralph Nader entering the presidential race?
He always enters the presidential race.
Does he?
He enters late because he's an independent, and he doesn't want to spend all his advertising dollars all at once. And he's anti-party, you know, no Republican, no Democratic type thing. So he runs on his own. And he's a very idealistic kind of guy, but unfortunately, too many conservative people think he's too liberal. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know that, you know, at least 50% of the United States are relatively conservative people, or they believe in the conservative Republican idealistic ways, because they've voted a Republican 2 years in a row, even though he's crap.
He's Dominican.
He's Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republican. do you ever watch The Bounty Hunter?
No. Nope.
You ever see that guy? You know who I'm talking about, though? He's got a long mullet. And
Mad Dog or something.
Yeah. I guess he's coming back to the small screen. Wanted to get that in there.
Okay, yay. It's funny you mentioned politics, because our buddy Mark Dana, he wants to get on this show. He wants to sit down here with us some Saturday morning.
He does? Why?
Or Sunday morning. He's just into the talk radio, and he wants to be part of it as far as...
You listening, Mark? Maybe. Mr. Wizard?
Mr. Wizard. He's got very big...
Have your people call our people.
That's the man from the white zone. Speaking of topics, so this is a serious topic we got today.
Yeah, well, where's the cheese here?
No cheese. It's identity theft.
Whoa.
We're going to be talking about losing your identity. You get hit on the head, and then you have, what is that called?
Amnesia.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
Okay, let's get into today's topic, identity theft.
Right. Well,
you got me stuck on the cheese thing now. I fail to find the cheese here.
There's no cheese in identity theft, right?
No, there isn't.
No. Do you know anybody who got their identity stolen?
Per se? No.
No, neither do I. I don't know anybody who has been victimized as far as that goes. But there's many ways to lose your identity.
Sure.
There's
amnesia. Now, we're not talking about self-identity loss,
right?
Actually. We're talking about it being stolen.
Yes, identity theft.
What exactly is identity theft?
Well, it can encompass a lot of things, actually. It can encompass...
There's a lot of different ways of stealing identity, but identity theft itself occurs when someone uses your personally identifying information, like your name, your social security number, credit card, and all this without permission to commit fraud or other crimes.
Yep. And the crimes that they would be committing, like, would be... buying stuff without your authorization on your credit card.
Sure. Buying stuff or we'll get into all the different ways that they can steal your identity and the things that they can do with it. There are many. It's a very serious crime. And while identity theft victims can resolve their problems quickly in some cases, others, they spend hundreds of dollars and days, months, maybe years repairing damage to their good name and their credit record.
That's right.
So, how do thieves steal an identity? What are the different ways? Obviously, starting with misuse of personally identifying information, like mentioned, the skilled identity thieves, they can use a variety of methods to get a hold of your information, including dumpster diving.
Yep. And that means actually what it sounds like.
Like garbage picking. Pick through the garbage and, you know, find your papers and your bills, things with your name on it, personal information. Skimming. Familiar with skimming at all? Stealing credit and debit card numbers by using special storage device when processing your card. So that can happen like in a store, usually not a big department store, but maybe a smaller corner store, one of the liquor store, lotto store type place.
Not the liquor store in Ontario, but...
No, not here necessarily. That's government regulated, but in the U.S., there's many a little store that they can sell liquor at any store.
So. Yes. That's the right way to do it.
Fishing?
Fishing with a PH.
Yeah, phishing. What is phishing?
Well, there's many kinds of phishing. What happens is you get an email.
Mm-hmm.
and it says, "Hi there, thanks for being a loyal or
Hi there, Uncle Brian."
And thanks for being, PayPal is a good example. You get a lot of people phishing with PayPal. So you get an email that looks all official and everything, like it did come from PayPal.
Yeah.
It says, we got a warning that something happened with your identity. Click here and sign in and we'll fix whatever security breach has happened and we'll make sure that all your stuff is secure. Mm-hmm. So they fish on, we are stealing, we were trying to attempt to steal your identity, but we're going to cover that whole plan up by actually making you think that there's something wrong with your deal. So we're going to make you sign into a bogus thing. So you click a link in an email that from somebody you don't know, you're asking for trouble. You click a link in an email from somebody that you don't trust, whether it be a retailer or a friend or whatever. You think it's PayPal, but it's not PayPal. And the best way to do it is that when you go to click on that link, you go look up in the address bar. What is that address that says up there? If the very first thing isn't www.paypal.com, it isn't PayPal.
Sometimes right in the link in your email, you can put your mouse over it and you'll see the address sometimes in the bottom of the, sometimes they don't show up. Sometimes they do at the bottom of the email window. It'll show that like an address bar sometimes. I don't know. That's how Entourage works. Sometimes I can see it. Sometimes I can't, but.
Well, it's Entourage. Yeah. It's crap.
Well, that's not true. But for yours, can you put your, you don't put your, can you put your mouse over a link in your email and actually see
you
the
can
address?
See what the link is, yes.
Yeah. It doesn't work. It doesn't do that all the time. And I don't know why, what makes some do that and some not in an email. But, and what's funny lately is I bank at HSBC and I've been getting emails from HSBC that I have to log in and fix something or there's something wrong with my account.
Right.
It's pretty funny.
Another really good tip as far as that is concerned is these people do not know your name. They just know you as an email address, and PayPal and your bank will always call you by your name. It'll be Dear Michael LaPlante.
Yeah.
That,
you know. By your name or at least your username even. And these places don't normally have that.
Right. It usually says Dear Valued Customer or something.
Something.
Right.
And another one... there are emails that come for other reasons, just to sometimes a long lost friend has sent you a greeting card. Click here. But those are usually virus type stuff. But the ones that are asking for your personal information, avoid it. And
that's phishing.
Even if it may be legitimate and you just think that it might not be, call your bank. Call PayPal. I mean, there's other ways to contact the companies directly to find out, you know, if it's a scam at all, if you're concerned at all, or you think that it might be bogus.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Another way that they can steal your identity is changing your address. They divert your billing statements to another location by completing a change of address form. So somebody completes a change of address form in your name, basically, to someplace else. And then they start getting your bills and this and that.
That's right.
Sometimes it's difficult to do. Sometimes it's easy to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, they can just pretend that they're you.
Exactly.
Or have, if they're trying to get information from a woman, they just have a lady friend do the same thing. Say, exactly. I'm such and such, and I just want to change my address. And, you know, can you do that for me right on the phone? In a lot of cases, they will. And as long as they have a little bit of information on you, your last name and your current address, and it's all that places ask for usually.
Yep. If you're diligent about trying to get some information about somebody, you can get change of information stuff. And then the next thing you know, they get a replacement driver's license, a replacement social security or social insurance card. And once you get those two things, especially if you get away with the license thing where they take your picture, your picture's on a card with someone else's.
Yeah, you have picture ID. Yeah.
And now what you can do is you can commit a crime.
Mm-hmm. You can do a lot of things.
If you get caught, you're somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go to court, and then that person doesn't show up in court because it's supposed to be you.
Yeah.
And then they come to get you, and then you have a hard time getting out of that.
Yep. Yeah, your name gets... slandered, and it's difficult to change that.
Yeah, you have to get the arresting officers involved, and it could be hellish. And from what I hear, getting your identity stolen is hellish.
Mm-hmm. Old-fashioned stealing.
Oh, who does that anymore?
Stealing wallets and purses, mail, bank and credit card statements, pre-approved credit offers, new checks, tax information, They steal personal records, bribe employees who have access.
Really?
Yeah, that's a little bit bigger scale, but it happens.
Yeah, that's mean. That's outright mean. And why do people steal identities? Jeez, use your own. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm.
And what do thieves do with a stolen identity?
Well, like I say, some of them commit crimes. Say they're somebody else and then...
Well, they can use it in a variety of ways. Credit card fraud. Open new credit card accounts in your name. Use credit cards that they don't pay the bill for. Change, of course, your billing address of a credit card so you no longer receive the bills.
Yeah.
And run up charges on the accounts.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You can get away with that for a good period of time.
Mm-hmm. Phone or utilities fraud. Open a new phone or wireless account in your name and run up charges on your existing account. Maybe use your name to get utility services like electricity, heating, cable, TV.
I'm doing that right now. I'm using somebody else's name to get cable TV.
You're going to get a phone call.
I'm just kidding. We ain't got
518-637.
No cable here. I wanted to ask you a question about something you just mentioned.
Services like electricity, heating, cable?
No, before that.
Getting an account in your name, running up charges, phone, wireless?
Sorry. It slipped my mind. Slipped my mind!
Bank finance fraud. Create counterfeit checks using your name or account number. Open a bank account in your name and write bad checks.
Yeah.
Clone your ATM or debit card. Make electronic withdrawals with your name. Draining your accounts.
Well, I know what I want to ask. It was about credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Has your credit card company ever called you and say, did you make these charges?
I've had that with a cell phone before.
What do you mean with
a cell phone? I got a cell phone bill. My bill is not much higher than what the base minimum is on it.
Oh, okay.
And I got a cell phone bill for like $1,600.
Whoops.
And, you know, they attribute it to something that was going on where somebody was being able to use my number somehow, making calls on a cell phone. And so it was getting billed to me, but it was somebody else. And, you know, usually, especially big companies like the phone company and other such companies, credit card companies and things like that, they know, you know, when things are out of line, usually. And I'd imagine you could probably get away with it once in a very blue moon, just purchasing something huge and saying, I didn't buy it. Because if it's out of the blue, you know, your credit card bill every month is, you know, no more than a few hundred bucks. And then all of a sudden it comes and it's like, you know, maxed. Yeah. Wasn't me. Just wasn't me. Oh, we'll remove those charges for you now, sir. That, you know. And I've also had a phone call from my bank regarding ATM card being used fraudulently. They believe that it's... Mine is on a list from a place where fraud had occurred in a store where somebody was pulling a scam.
Yep.
And I never had any bogus charges or anything on it. But because I had been at that store, they made me come in and change my thing and my PIN and everything.
Was it Winners?
Just as a... Nope.
Okay.
Oh, it could have been, actually. I didn't know what it was, the actual store. I assumed it was either a corner store where I'd gotten gas, like a Max.
All right.
Where the, you know, people in the store seemed like, you know, could have been scammers. And I had frequented Winners, and I don't know if it was right around that time or not. But that is a place that I wouldn't have assumed it would have been.
Because that was a big story.
Oh, was it?
That Winners, along with a couple other companies that...
How'd that happen?
They had some data stolen from a computer.
Okay. Maybe that's what it was then. I don't know. And I would say it's approximately 2 years ago.
Yep.
Maybe three.
Yeah, it wasn't three. Probably 2 years ago that the Winners thing happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that could have been it then.
I had a charge that was put on my credit card quite a while ago now, at least.
Yeah, but that was your wife.
6-7 years ago. And it was from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And I called up my credit card company and says, I never went to Toronto for one thing to purchase whatever this was. And it was a couple hundred bucks, I think, item.
And wasn't that your new iPod?
No. And they took it off.
Yeah.
And they said, we're going to investigate it. And I never heard anything else about it. So they must write that stuff off, the credit card companies.
You know, it's a fairly easy thing to do is if you have somebody's credit card numbers, order something by telephone. And use the credit card. That's simple. There's, you know, you don't actually go to the store. You just call it in, give them the card number. They verify. You get billed, send it to this address. My shipping address is different than my billing, whatever.
Right.
But then again, you have an address maybe for recourse, so maybe that wouldn't work so well.
Yeah.
Ship it here, pay it here.
Ship it here, pay it here. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, if you have a different shipping address,
oh, yeah,
and then they say, well, they had it shipped here, and then they come and investigate you and you're caught.
Right. I do that very often. Just have something shipped other than to my billing address.
How can you find out if your identity was stolen? We'll come back to that after a couple messages.
WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
How can you find out if your identity was stolen? Well, you'd think you'd pretty much know that. And the best way to find out is monitor your accounts and bank statements each month. Because some people don't realize or don't know. And then they, you know, somebody contacts them and said, oh, you made a purchase for this, or you did this or did that, and or you get a bill and you're outraged. If you keep up on things and your bills and your accounts and everything, then you notice when something's funky right away and you'll call your bank yourself.
Yeah.
Before somebody gets a hold of you. You may find out when a bill collection agency contacts you for overdue debts you never incurred.
Yeah, we finally got a hold of you there, Mr. Schmo.
Yeah, you owe us $3 million. Find out when you apply for a mortgage or a car loan and learn that problems with your credit history are holding up the loan.
That's right. It's a good idea to go online and get your credit history or your credit rating, I should say. Mm-hmm. See what's cooking with you. You should do that on a pretty regular basis.
Do you get a free one every year?
I think so. One free year, yeah.
Yeah. You might find out when you get something in the mail about an apartment you never rented or a house you never bought or a job you never had.
A job you never had.
Or a kid you didn't think you ever had. No.
You're fired. Mm-hmm. What? I don't even have a job.
What are you, Donald Trump now? What should you do if your identity is stolen? This is where we're headed. It's important. Filing a police report? Check your credit reports?
Slow down. Police report. That's very important.
Hey.
The police report.
Yes, it is.
Identity theft police report. This is your recourse.
As soon as
you find out that you have been a victim of identity theft, go to the police, file a report. And then this report is what you're going to use later on to go to the insurance company, the credit card company, and even in court if you have to take it to court.
That's the first thing a lot of those places will ask. Did you file a police report?
Exactly.
They want to know if you're legit.
Right.
You know?
And so that's the best thing to do. As soon as you find out this has happened to you, call the cops or go to your local police station and say, I've been a victim.
So use your credit card, buy a big screen TV for $3,000 with surround sound and everything, and then go a police report.
Right after you find out you're a victim, treat yourself.
Then fill out another one that it was stolen. So now you're getting two for one.
Double dipping.
Isn't that something?
I bought a big screen.
You get it all right here on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
No, we got lots of people know we're joking.
Lippo's kidding.
And Big JD is not.
To learn more about these steps and more, you can visit certain sites on the internet.
Oh, yeah?
There's places to go and, you know, you can check out if you want to know more information and steps that you can take. You can go to about.com. We'll have information. The FTC. Government site will have information.
You can talk
to your local FBI, USA.
All these three-letter acronyms. What's FTC? What is that?
It's a flower store.
No, it's FTD.
That's something I had in high school.
That's STD.
Federal Trade Commission.
Trade. Wow.
The Federal Trade Commission deals with issues that touch the economic life of every American. It is the only federal agency with both consumer protection and competition jurisdiction in broad sectors of the economy.
Don't touch me there.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
So, yeah, the FTC, that's a good place to start for sure.
If you're in the States.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you find information about what to do.
Identity,
you know what
theft,
I mean?
Sure.
So even at the FTC site, it's going to tell you to file a police report.
Bam.
So you can go to, you know, across the bridge to the United States and file a police report.
Nay.
Now you can file it right here in Canada. Should you file a police report if your identity is stolen? A police report that provides specific details to the identity theft is considered an identity theft report, which entitles you to certain legal rights
there
when it's
go.
Provided to the three major credit reporting agencies, especially in the U.S. So they actually have, same thing over here, but I get probably different names for their credit reporting facilities. How long can the effects of identity theft last?
Years.
That's right. It's difficult to predict.
It's difficult to what?
Predict.
I was going to say, you're making up words again.
Difficult to predict how long the effects of identity theft may linger. And that's because it depends on many factors, including the type of theft, whether the theft or the thief stole, sold or passed your information on.
Passed it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You know, there could be a ring going on with all your information and everybody's using it.
Someone stole your ring.
Yeah. I'd never be able to answer the able to answer the phone again.
You sound like that Tide commercial.
Tide?
The little stick that they get the stains out with.
Tide stick?
Yeah, Tide to go.
You're sending me back to high school here again.
The guy's sitting in a job interview. He's got a stain on his...
Right, yeah, and the stain's talking.
That's, what
that's hilarious
like.
Commercial. So... anyway, don't delay in correcting your records and contacting all companies that open fraudulent accounts. Very, very important. We're heading into our little music segment. So,
no.
We're going to
trying something new, so hopefully this will work.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. What kind of mayhem have you got for us this morning?
Actually, you know what? We should get a tune that has something directly related to the topic, but that's not the reason.
Absolutely. I'm waiting on your IDs.
No, I'm saying the song that we choose, like
some all related to the
topics
actual
that we're talking.
Yeah, is there a song about identity theft?
Ah, stole your love.
Kiss.
Boom. See, just like that. Something about stealing, yes.
Stealing.
When I should have been buying.
Can't buy me love. One leads into the other.
always. It could be nonstop. We should do one whole hour. We should just keep doing that for an hour and just bug the hell out of people. On Friday night, I had the pleasure of going to a small little club here in Windsor called the Oasis Club, and it's where the Canada South Blues Society has their blues museum, and it's like their club.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's their place. And
Oasis is their place?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
owned by Boomer, I guess, somehow?
It's owned by the guy who owns the buildings.
Okay.
Somebody owns the Place Concord, which is where the French Canadian Club is as well. And there's some office buildings in there. Our drummer actually works there in that building.
Oh, does he?
And he works for the French
Foreign
Catholic,
Legion.
French Catholic School Board. So there's a lot of stuff goes on in that building. I know you can have weddings in there. There's like banquet halls in there. There's all kinds of crap goes on.
There's a gym too, isn't there? They have a gym in there?
Probably.
Or they used to, yeah.
It's a big complex over there. And anyway, so I had the pleasure of going there because they have a Hall of Fame in there as well. Not only a museum, but it's a Hall of Fame, which is part of the museum. And this past Friday, they inducted Kim Wilson, who has been a blues guy forever. He's played with everybody from Little Walter to Albert Collins, to Albert King, B.B. King, Eric Clapton. He's played with a lot of people. And he also played with in a band called the Fabulous Thunderbirds. They had a relatively big hit with "Tough Enough," and "Wrap It Up" was another one of their tunes.
There's another big guy in that band, actually.
Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother, Jimmy Vaughan, was in that band. And when that was all taking place in 1986, they did a gig. I think it was in Europe, and I got this. This is an import. It's Two Hearts Are Better Than One, and between the word two and hearts, it's Vaughn Hearts. So Stevie Ray Vaughan was in on a Fabulous Thunderbirds gig in 1986, and they did a bunch of Fabulous Thunderbird tunes and a bunch of Stevie tunes too. So it's kind of cool listening to them doing a Stevie tune with the Fabulous Thunderbirds in the back, because it seems like a lot, it's fuller or something, you know, it's different. But this morning we're going to listen to a Fabulous Thunderbirds tune called Look at That.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Time for some tech talk. That was a cool tune, by the way.
Thank you very much. That's kind of music I like, people. I'm a blues dude.
Mm-hmm.
He was blowing harp like insane. It was just one after the other. Just blowing harp like crazy. I put it on my Facebook. Never mind. I put a video up on my Facebook. I took a little bit of video on my digital camera.
I'll check it out. So what kind of a gadget or technical talk are we into today?
Are we doing that right now?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about the tea strainer.
That's a brand new tea strainer from Coils.
It's a new one?
Yes. Ever been to Coils?
What is it?
Coils.
Is that in the mall?
That is on your way to Tillsonburg.
No. I've never been to Tillsonburg. I've never been on my way to Tillsonburg.
Oh, no. Coils is...
No, I've played in Tillsonburg in the past.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a place out there. Coils is kind of famous because it's on a 401. They say a sign Coils and mm-hmm. you go down the road. It's a cool place, but they have no gadgets there.
You know what a nice thing to probably talk about today is?
Tell me.
The paper shredder is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very handy, you know, since we're talking about identity theft. When you throw away papers, old papers, past bills and receipts and things like that, you can get a personal paper shredder from someplace like Walmart for around $20. And it's a small little thing. It'll sit right. It usually comes with its own little garbage can, you know, so it's nice and neat looking, like a little office thing.
Yep.
And you just drop your pages in there and it'll just shred them. That might be helpful to deter somebody that's picking through the garbage, you know, and I want to spend so much time trying to piece all these little things together. They'll go to the next guy's house and look through his garbage.
Yeah, no one's going to piece together shred paper.
No.
No. That's a great gadget. Yeah, I highly recommend shredding because I was thinking of this just the other day. I have bank statements,
mm-hmm.
but we recycle our stuff. Our paper.
Yeah. So your information is being recycled.
Yeah, it goes to a recycling plant.
You don't have a shredder? We have a shredder.
But do the recycle people take shred paper?
Well, of course they do. Why wouldn't they?
I mean,
they'll take a little square piece of paper. It's paper. Doesn't matter if it's shredded. Do you think they leave the paper intact when they recycle it?
No.
Do whatever they, you know.
I'm just thinking of large amounts of shredding. But in 2 weeks' time,
that's what businesses do. Big truck comes and shreds all their stuff. So
yeah, I remember I was in college and we did an advertising thing for them.
Project on shredding.
He had just one truck and he drove it up and down the 401 and went to these different companies with his it's called Shred It.
Mm-hmm.
Shred-It. And these companies go there and pick up your sensitive documents and shred it right mm-hmm. in the building and they take it with them.
Shredding can also be referred to quick guitar playing or shreddies. Cereal.
That's right.
But yeah, shredding documents. That's something probably very important to do in this day and age.
It's a good idea. So, for sure.
And it doesn't take anyone very technically inclined to operate a shredder.
No, just plug,
you just
in
plug
the
it in. I don't even know if ours has a switch on it to shut it on and off. I think you just plug it in. It's always ready. You just drop stuff in. I would suggest, though, you don't drop stapled together pages in. Take your staples out. You don't want to ruin your shredder. And
you don't want to ruin your sweater.
Make sure you
either.
Don't catch your finger in it.
Right.
Or
your sweater.
Or your sweater. And don't put anything other than paper.
Right. Watch your body parts.
Yeah. Don't use it as, your body parts. Don't use it as a,
don't shred in the
what
nude.
Do you call the thing in your sink there?
Oh, a carburetor?
Gerberator?
Garburator.
Garburator. That's in a car. Four-barrel carburetor, two-barrel carburetor.
That's what my buddy called it. That's a brand name, carburetor. You stick your garbage in the
but
sink.
But it's called a...
Garbage disposal.
Disposal, yeah. This is a paper disposal.
Do you have one of those?
Disposal, garbage thing? We have a shredder, but we don't know. We don't have a sink. Today's jabber quote brought to us by
Steven Larry, who stole my identity.
Thieves.
They'll steal your identity too. Just call them Ed. No, they won't steal anybody's identity. They have an identity that is famous around the world.
The world over, the world you might over. Say.
That's right. All those people listening to the Jabbercast know about Steve and Larry.
That's right. Yes. We've made them famous.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. They could have their own show, you know? People would dig that. The Steve and Larry show.
Would they and be into that?
Something would be brought to us by Big J and Ian Libbo on their show.
That's right.
The news segment.
So, say,
the Jabber quote?
Yes.
Me. Keep your eye on the sparrow. I didn't want to sing that line from the song. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's my Sammy Davis Jr. impression.
Oh, my goodness. the entertainment I get so early in the morning, it's just great.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Oh, okay.
What's that mean?
That means if you're running late for something, don't do something against the law.
Talk about entertainment. That's like that. What's that game? Balderdash, where you got to make up a
make up stuff. Yes, Balderdash.
Do you have that game?
Yes, I think we do. Do you want to play?
Well, yeah.
If you can't, don't do the crime. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. If
butcher,
you can't
do he's the a butcher.
Time. I said it right the second time.
Sorry. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Don't. Do something illegal.
Like stealing someone's identity.
Right. If you can't do the time, if you don't want to spend the time in jail, if you don't want to go through what you're going to go through when you get caught.
That's right.
You know, basically what's said there is the doing time. Anyway, it's a Sammy Davis Jr. song. And that was the theme song from?
Beretta.
That's right. Robert Blake. Very nice man. Didn't murder anybody.
He's the guy who did the crime.
And got away with it.
And he could do the time, but he's not doing time.
Just like OJ. Same thing.
Same thing. Exact same thing. But I suppose don't do the crime and if you can't pay big bucks for lawyers. Should be the same.
And that's OJ, not to be confused with JD.
OJD. OJD.
I didn't kill her. I got my own people to kill. Thank you. So, yeah, there you have it. Now, back to some identity theft here to wrap up the show.
Wrap it up.
Actually, speaking of the show.
Yes.
How can listeners listen to the show after the show?
Why would they want to do that?
Well, we have a podcast, www.bigj...
Ooh,
hey, no, go to my website.
It's www.thejabbercast.com. And there you can find a lot of stuff. You can find a way to listen to past shows via podcast. Or you can go to iTunes, I think is the best way to get your podcasts. You go in there and search Big JD or the Jabbercast, and you'll be able to find the Jabbercast in iTunes. You can also get a hold of us through our website by going to the contact page. And there you see a My Chingo widget. And you just click the leave a message button and talk into your computer. And we will get your message. And we'll play it on the air probably. Because so many people are using it.
You didn't mention the email address.
Not yet.
Just in case.
What is the email address?
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. So if you have a show topic, an idea, something like that, and for some reason you can't record using the My Chingo widget or whatnot, you can send us an email.
Yep. That's a great way to do it. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Any closing thoughts on identity theft here at noon on Sunday morning?
At noon on Sunday morning. What can you do to help fight identity theft? You can do a great deal. Awareness is an effective weapon against many forms of identity theft. So be aware of how information is stolen and what you can do to protect yours. Monitor your personal information to uncover any problems quickly and what to do when you suspect your identity has been stolen.
Right. I think it might be overstating the fact, but awareness is a huge thing. Some people are not even aware of identity theft, especially people who might be a little bit older or who aren't so technically savvy, I guess you'd say. They're just clueless as to the stuff that can happen to them.
Knowledge is power. Nothing. Armed with the knowledge of how to protect yourself and take action, you can make identity thieves' job much more difficult.
That's right.
So you got to be open and aware of what's going on around you.
That's right. And if it does happen to you, remember, go to the cops, get a identity theft police report. It's going to be your best recourse later on.
There you have this week's show on identity theft. Rather informative, I must say. Sure. I wanted to get into some statistics and whatnot, but we didn't quite have time for it. So look up Google identity theft statistics, and you can find out some information on just how widespread this is.
Yep. Or just go to the show notes. Oh, no, we don't have show notes.
We don't have show notes.
Who needs to get show notes? Next week.
Yeah, next week. That's what I was getting at.
Squealing, tattling, and ratting.
Whoa, no one likes a tattletale.
No, but.
Well, when you should, when you shouldn't.
Right.
Sometimes it's against the law not to.
We'll get into that next week.
Next week, right here on
The Jabbercast.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.